state.
This one's on, Benata. Now, this is what I'm teaching right now. It's really very important teaching, because since now you've been practicing according to Lama Dunjum, he said you're all practicing, you know, so he said you're all ready to receive this Mahamudra transmission. So that's why I'm giving this teaching. Usually, of course, you know, to do that, we need to know very well each other. And then I'm just visitor teacher. I come, you know, and then I go away. So I really don't know exactly what your, you know, which level you are, you know, in practice. But since Lama Dunjum request me and say that you're all doing very, you know, some of you already finished Mundo, and some of you're all doing Yidam practice. And then he said, you know, maybe it's traditional way. He said, since I'm one of the lineage holder, and it's good me to give some kind of transmission as like blessing. So that's why I'm teaching you this teaching and today. And so this teaching is very, now, you know, this is really the, you know, how, what is the Mahamudra meant right now, as I explained. And just now, you know, like, actually, I'm giving teaching on the base on the prayers of Mahamudra prayers of by third Karmapa, and it's long puja, but out of that I've taken the four lines of, you know, that quote. And so what really means is that, you know, when we say meditate on the Mahamudra, and it has to be free from any, you know, creation or mentally made meditation, which means like mind is emptiness. You know, if you create that, that is not really Mahamudra. And then also, if you try to meditate on just thinking that mind is, you know, clarity or mind luminosity, you know, so that is also not is not real Mahamudra. Of course, you have to, the ground meditation, you must understand the knowledge that. But when it comes to the real meditation of Mahamudra, you don't have, it has to be free from that. So when you meditate, actually it has to be free from the any creation of meditation. And then same time, and then sometimes when we explain that way, and just rest in the natural state of mind. And then some people take as a, like, you know, because a lot of time people are distracted. And then that moment, they doesn't really feel. So they think that's the really the resting on the natural state of mind, which is not. And the, but while you are not really meditating by, you know, conceptualized, but still, you know, there is some kind of awareness, which we say, self-knowing. Mind has a potential to see, you know, the, that is the really the clarity. You don't have to think the, this is the clarity. But still, while you are not really meditating on something, but still there are, you know, spontaneously there's self-knowing. You know what's, you know. So just remain on that state. You know, just try to remain on that awareness. So that is the reality we call Mahamudra. And then just try to keep on that. So, of course, the first time, and it's not easy, you know, easily you can distract it, easily you have a different thoughts, and but then you can bring back. So then it's again, when thought arises, and then just try to, with that awareness, and then you immediately aware that you have new thoughts. And then again, the thoughts, when we talk about mind, and mind is no other than thoughts. Momentary thoughts is mind. And then when it arises, and if you don't, you know, follow and don't negate and just look at itself, and then with mindfulness, and that is again, it becomes Mahamudra. You know, so that you don't have to really do. So that's why what we say, you know, thought arises and it just disappears, as long as you don't create or follow. So that is to do this one's a dan dorna 마주 뇽맹아나 쇼쌤 마주 바 뇽맹아나 쇼 송야데 가 송고 요라서나 대답이게 쌤 각샤 각룹 바나라서 바 가야 마제바 토네 데네 쌤 코란 즉바 마잉뱅아라 샤바텔라 아니 나란 주기스나 담을 지셔버스게 요래 적지 챔비스나 저거 챔비스나 즉바스게 요래 뜻 코란 측 배주 잠시 당당지 레 마토 한다 찍 버려. 스티코나 근데 조신 그 갑소나야. 근데 릭베그는 파냐브 샤스. 코랑그는 파트 소야 돼요. 당하는 송 거래. 내가 나한테 자기 챔비게 찍 드럼들아. 근데 담을 지셔 봤어. 전에 배수 단계 거래. 일단 너나. 근데 쌤 코랑 마주뱅한 냐브 샤고 들었어요. 송 거래. 텔라람 자기 챔비스 거래.
So that is called as resting in the natural state of mind in the newness, in every newness that thought arises. Without again conceptualizing, without creating anything that arises in the mind, as His Eminence explained, and resting that. That is resting on that state. This very basic term is used very often in the Mahamudra and Mahaati. And in the Mahaati, they call this as awareness or Rigpa. And in the Mahamudra, it is known as the basic awareness. So regardless of what term it is used, the actual meaning of such is that resting our mind in a natural state of newness, which not clinging to the thought that arises, with not projecting or creating anything out of that thought arises, simply letting it rise, and then it dissolves itself. And resting in that the self-knowing state of mind, again, without negating it, or without again sort of adapting, try to project, create, exaggerate out of anything from that, but rather resting on that self-knowing state of mind.
Oh, Tela, then I'm talking about the statistics.
So that is known as the Pak Mahamudra, which is really related to the Vipassana. The Vipassana, according to the Mahamudra, Laktung means extra insight.
Laktung is this. This one that in this Hindu, then a Togon, then a Nanzu Tangbo, Tanda Takatu Yanzongina, Tambungan, okay, Chala. That's going to come up. Then details the young and mutant test.
So it is actually completed that I have introduced you to the Mahamudra Vipassana.
And that's why I'm going to go to the Mahamudra Vipassana.
Which my responsibility is over. Now that your responsibility is to maintain, carry on that introduction with a regular consistent practice. Now that this afternoon when we get back together, we'll do a short meditation and then I'll continue with teachings.
Okay.
If you have any questions. We have, 10 minutes for question and answer. Yes, Chet?
We had a very good teaching in this training room a couple months ago on Mahamudra, and there was some terms that were described, Ne, Jur, and
Rik.
I forget the third.
Yeah, which is
not the name you read some. Ne, Jur, Rik. Ne, I understood, was the resting of the mind, you watch. And you discover that,
mm-hmm.
I understand it. And jur is what's the changing of the mind. And I forget what the description was of the reek, but I wonder if you could describe that a little bit. Like, didn't really understand how you would have a resting of the mind, because the mind in the process of discovering that it was resting would be moving. It would be, you know, having the thought about the mind is resting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maris,
this is your way. So that's the thing, you know, when we say, you know, actually that's the introduction is, you know, it comes in the beginning instruction of Mahamudra. You know, first we have called, you know, just watching to the thoughts, where, you know, thoughts are arising from where, and where it goes, and where it remains, you know. And then, so while you're watching that, and then when you look at who is watching and who is the watcher and what to watch, when you look at, you cannot define, you know. So that is really, you know, through that way you can understand the there's no subject and object. So that is the emptiness nature of mind. And yet, there's still, you know, continuity, the able to understand, or, you know, self-knowing. And that is the really the called clarity aspect of mind. And so just to remain, or just to rest on with that mindfulness of that, on that. So that is the really called the your resting and natural state of mind.
And the rig is
what? Rig is the self-seeing or self-knowing. While there's nothing to watch and nothing to you know, watch, but still there is, you know, an obstructedness, you know, that you can still, you can have everything's clear, naturally.
A lot of times when I'm trying to watch my thoughts, I get a little frustrated because they're too fast, there's too many of them. By the time I fail, you know, I'm thinking, well, that was a thought, there's another, I don't know how many have gone by. But I guess just realizing that is part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, don't look into the past thoughts. Yeah, really. Yes.
I've just been studying or trying to study the Shirin Gama Sutra. The Shirin Gama Sutra.
Oh.
I don't know where it is in Tibetan, but it's a sutra in which Shakyamuni is engaged in a discussion with Ananda in showing him the mind doesn't reside either in or outside the body. I don't know which one that is in Tibetan.
Mm-hmm.
In Tibetan, but
yeah.
As I was studying this and thinking about your talk this morning and wondering if that discussion of the of the non-residence of the mind, either in or outside of the body, relates to this meditation of Mahamudra.
Tetsu Thangpo Teres. Tet Thangpo ki pena tela tso shik chagde chimbara bose gres. Te sonza sem singe ti ten yeda meki. Something in the Yerba Yena, Chile Yorata, Nana Yorata, China Ni Yorata, Dabia, Shen Yorata, that in the Siachi, Tambo Sem the Masuna Tambo, then a Sem thing in the Truba Mavichi, that's also again, Nishimani Patula,
That is very much related to the Grand Mahamudra. As explained earlier, that at the time of the Grand Mahamudra, you use your intellect logic to understand, to get beyond or cut through the nihilism and eternalism. So at the beginning, we believe mind exists or does not exist. So in order to cut through that, you try to search, if mind exists, where is it? Outside the body, inside the body, trying to find that very mind, if you think you exist, which is believing in eternalism. And at the same time, that such as cutting through nihilism, you try to develop another intellectual means of going beyond that. So that is very much related to the Grand Mahamudra. So having developed the trust, understanding from that ground, basic Mahamudra, then based on that, you go on to or towards the path Mahamudra.
This is related to Chet's question when he was talking about the awareness of the thoughts going back and forth. To your answer, does this mean that the awareness is also illusory, like the thoughts going back and forth? Like there is some consciousness aware of these thoughts. Is that ultimately just another one of those thoughts?
It is really not having built a strong, stabilized awareness. And until one really get to the ultimate stage, it is a sort of normal experience of that awareness going forth and so forth. It is, you have to build up for more stabilize the awareness.
Tene benati kran chatsang ge ti zal da mas no zo sa de tene ben ste ka se ore ne da mane ge ti ta kran ka yun de ba jung yo res.
When one has got to the ultimate perfected such, then you have gone beyond resting and not resting state.
Like, for example, the last stage of Mahamudra is called non-meditation, or even in a, one taste stage. So that time, then kasore bena mixeke tenshi ten maden kaya mebet kora rangshuke
tiyongyo. So that is called, because no meditation or non-meditation, one taste, because you have gone beyond even the resting or not resting state of the mind or awareness itself.
In a dedication prayer that you remember.